This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Paul Haas, who is the conductor with the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, or SONA. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
We are just a few days away from what is the finale for the 2012-2013 season.
Absolutely. This is very exciting. It is our fourth sold-out concert in a row, if you can believe it. It's incredible. We are so excited. We love our audiences. They love us, and they keep coming back, and we keep selling out earlier and earlier, which is just, I mean, if you look at what's happening across the country, we are seriously bucking a trend here.
If Jody Buznoska from Walton Arts Center were here with me, she'd say, but however, if you still want to go, you could show up Saturday night and try to get on a wait list in case something's returned. Yeah.
There is always the chance that someone won't be able to come, and please, if there were a concert you're going to attend in the next couple of days, this would be it.
Because this is a salute to John Williams, who is the most renowned and prolific film composer of our time.
This is true. I mean, ever since the 1970s, you look at any blockbuster movie that has a great soundtrack, it's more likely than not it'll have John Williams as the soundtrack composer. He is incredible. He composed the music for Star Wars, all of the Star Wars movies, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Harry Potter, all the Indiana Jones movies, Jaws, Superman. He even composed music for the Olympics, for NBC.
NBC Nightly News.
Nightly News.
Is it John Williams' composition, yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that one. I mean, he's done everything. This man is a genius, and it's going to be an amazing concert. You may not know that you know John Williams, but trust me, you know John Williams.
Some of the best use of music in film ever. When you think of music that is wedded to an idea or an image, you might think of, I think it was Bernard Herrmann who did Psycho.
Mm, sure, absolutely. All those Hitchcock movies.
Right. But then John Williams, Jaws? Try imagining Jaws without those musical cues.
Da-dun.
Right?
Da-dun. What if it were da-dee, da-dee?
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't work as well. He can encapsulate an emotion, and you just heard it, in two notes.
Right.
And then he expands the thing. He grows a little universe out of these little cells that he creates. It's amazing to listen to. It's amazing to study. And of course, it's brilliant watching the movies with them. You raise a good point. Try watching any of these movies without the soundtrack.
I contend that John Williams, he's a contemporary. I contend this is classical music. People call it pops or film score. I don't think that makes it any less important or interesting.
No, of course. I mean, the use of the word pops or movie music, it's just a genre distinction. It's not like this is better or worse music. It's just different. I mean, it's different because it was played alongside a moving picture. I mean, listen, it's not I guess the main difference when you're writing a film score is that the main focus is to capture a mood, is to really bring the audience into the picture. And to do that, you're not held to the same, basically you don't have to be, you can borrow. Let's just put it that way. I mean, you don't have to be groundbreaking in every single bar. What you have to do is bring the audience in. So the music is excellent. Is it groundbreaking in every bar? Maybe not. But it's still every bit as exciting. It's every bit as much music. It's every bit as important. And it's so much fun to listen to. I cannot even begin to tell you how much fun this concert is going to be.
There are so many well-known scores of John Williams. How did you begin to narrow down to what you will have on the program?
Well, I mean, you've got, you have the, basically it was the most famous is what we started with. And then on top of that, you know, that probably filled up, I don't know, half an hour or 40 minutes. You know, you take just, the Imperial March from The Empire Strikes Back and the main theme from Star Wars, you know, the things that everybody knows. And then I started to get a little bit more in depth in his works and just see what are really the best. And that's where you get into the Olympics. That's where you get into the NBC Nightly News and something like that. Just really brilliant music. And so between the most famous and the best, and this is the best of a bunch of music that all of it is great. So I'm being really, really picky when I'm programming this concert. But that's really how I did it. You know, the most famous and the best. And you put those together. Of course, some of the most famous is the best.
Right.
Another reason to come to this concert, our subscription series are going on sale on Saturday.
There you go.
Yep, and if you want good tickets, you gotta get your subscription.
There you go. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks so much, Kyle. Great to be here.
Philip Glass's Heroes Symphony comes from the music of David Bowie and Brian Eno. He wrote the work in the 1990s. César Franck wrote his only major symphonic work, his Symphony in D minor, in 1888, and it was premiered in 1889, right before his death. Hi, I'm Katie Henriksen, host of the KUAF Sunday Symphony from 7 to 9 p.m. on KUAF Public Radio. Join me this Sunday for Philip Glass's Heroes Symphony and César Franck's Symphony in D minor. That's coming up Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on your source for classical music, KUAF, and also streaming online at KUAF.com.